Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out having a walk today at the time of recording this. It's Easter Sunday. I think I'm a day in advance in terms of my recordings. And I'm enjoying some nice sunshine. It's just after lunch. Had a busy day this morning. Got a lot of things done, which is pretty cool. And now I just thought I'd come out of... I headed back. I'm about 1.5 kilometers from home, I suppose. And I thought I would just record this quick message. And curiously, the last 20, well, today actually, earlier this morning, I was answering the questions on the weekly video I post, which is called Flex and Reflect Sunday Sit Down. I think I just did episode 17. It's a weekly one. I answer all the questions that come in through each week. You can go to my YouTube channel, not my Rob Evans YouTube channel, but Studio's Personal Training YouTube channel, and you can watch that there or just have a look on my social media. You can find the link there. One of the questions that came through inspired today's conversation. And I really do think that life throws things at us every single day to tempt us to take the easy option. But let's face it, we know that the growth exists when we stop being comfortable, when we step outside the comfort zone. And yet there are so many things presented to us every single day where we are tempted to do what's easy. And it starts in the morning. It's like, is it difficult to get out of bed early in the morning when you're super tired and you just want to stay there? Well, yes, it is. But I did a podcast just in the last 7 days about, well, getting out of bed is not hard. It's going to bed early that is the hard part. And there's that. So it starts as soon as we get out of bed. And then is it easy to not have a breakfast or to have something that is just quick and easy and not less necessarily nutritionally supported? Yes. Is it difficult to do exercise first thing in the morning, or is it easier to defer it? Well, it's easier to say, well, no, I won't because I'm tired, etc., etc. Is it easy to be unfocused? Yes. Is it easy to go to your job or your business and not be super focused in what it is that you're doing? Yes. It is. That's the easier option. Is it easier to buy your food rather than make it yourself? Yes, it's easier. Is it easier to be broke than it is to be wealthy? Yes. Is it easy to be unhealthy and be like everybody else, or 70% of the population, which is overweight or obese? Is it easier to do that, or is it easier to have a focused, conscientious effort every single day, working out, making sure that you've got everything right to achieve the body and health that you want? It's more difficult to achieve the latter, right? We're tempted with so many different things every single day, multiple times throughout the day. It's easy to do nothing. It's easy to not grow ourselves. It's easy to do those things. And yet we're given this gift, which is our brain, our mental toughness, our resilience, which is designed to be growing every day, designed to be pushing ourselves every day. Our bodies were designed to walk about 11 kilometers a day. That's what we were designed to do. And yet, so many people do not do enough movement through the day. Never mind training in a gym, just that functional type of work. People are just moving less and less. AI is not helping that part of it. We're just getting worse and worse. So it's a real test of who you want to be, because every day it's easier to be a poorer version of yourself every day. And what I'm really proud of in myself is my mindset to be different, my mindset to just get better, to keep pushing myself. And yet most people don't understand that. Most people think today, this long weekend, should be a time for doing nothing, reflecting, connecting, well, sorry, not reflecting, but, you know, connecting with family, not making poorer food choices, and just because you convince yourself that you need the rest. I've worked every day. I'm going back to work again now. I still take time out. But look, I get that my situation is different in terms of my family life, and my daughter is the only family that I have now, and she is spending the day with her boyfriend and her mum's family. But it's all those other times, right? It's all, you can say, well, it's easy for you, you don't do this. Okay, we'll throw onto the pile that I'm going to do everything myself and the fact that I've lost a daughter. I don't say that for you to feel sorry for myself, but it's easy to say, well, it's easy for me because of ABC or XYZ. There are very few people on this planet that have the focus and work ethic that I do. I don't know of any other person that does a podcast every single day and has done it for as long as I've done it. Never mind doing two a day, right? So that requires mental toughness, it requires resilience, it requires a lot of effort, and yet I do it because I know that most won't, and that drives me. And you've heard me tell, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard me say this before, and yet why do we give in to what's easy? Why do we do that? Is it because of our environment? Well, yes, that's a part of it. If you're surrounding yourself with people that are taking the easy options out, then you are eventually going to drop your standards to that type of environment. Or you can choose to raise everybody up, and that's what I do. I choose to raise those people up around me to live a better quality of life and get more success happening in their life, which is why I enjoy working one-on-one with clients, to get to understand what's the depths of what's going on for them, like the deepest demons that they have, so that we can work through that together to give them skills so that they can truly live the life that they are able to, want to, and capable of doing. It's just that they allow things to hold them back. So, I mean, I get excited by the challenges that exist in temptation. So it's like, okay, yep, I just don't do it. Doesn't mean people could interpret that to say, well, you just don't have fun. And some people say that to me. So, yeah, well, you're just boring. You don't know how to have fun. Well, I have a lot of fun. It's just that I choose to do things differently than most. And that's okay with me. It just doesn't seem to be okay with them. But so many people want the body health, wellness, success, wealth that I have, but they're not prepared to do the work. So are you? Are you prepared to do it? Are you prepared to stand out from everybody else because you're committing to avoiding the temptations? Committing to creating that better version of yourself and doing what is hard, not what's easy. And the more you do, the easier it becomes. But it's hard. It's hard. If it was easy, everybody would just naturally do it. But they don't. And to me, that's what's exciting, right? You might say you've got all of these limitations, or, you know, all this stuff going on around you. I could do the same thing, but I don't. Instead, I choose to focus on the things that I can personally control. I can control what I think about. I can control what I do with my time. I can control if I'm going to the gym to do a workout. I can control if I push myself. I can control tracking what it is that I do in that workout. I can control what it is that I eat. I can control tracking that. I control getting a coach and say, well, I can't afford a coach. Well, in many instances, that's just an excuse, but you don't need to have a coach to get started. You might need a coach to help give you the ultimate edge that you need in that accountability every day. But look, I offer people a free coaching session, which is available to you right now at mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can get that right now. You know, there are no excuses. that I accept anyway. So, I mean, there is so much that is within your controllability. You can control not to scroll. You can control not watching Netflix or only watching it a few times a week, or, you know, putting some limitations around what it is that you're going to do in that space. All of these things you have the potential to control. It's just a question of whether you're choosing to use that power, that energy, well, or whether you're just allowing life to happen to you and you take the easy road out. What's easy is not what's best. Think about that. On that note, go get that free consultation at the link I said. Have a great day. I'm almost at home and we're going to get stuck into some work. I'll see you tomorrow.